Track 78. Unit 12. Reading Focus. Activity 3.
We've received hundreds of texts this week from listeners who took part in the survival quiz on our website. It seems that it's a topic you're all fascinated by. So I'm delighted to say we're joined this morning by survival expert Will Harper, who's going to tell us a bit more about each of the situations in our quiz. Good morning, Will. Perhaps you could start by explaining what to do if we see a poisonous spider climbing up our leg.
Morning, Angela. Yeah, it's not really a situation any of us would like to be in, is it? Well, firstly, it's not a good idea to run screaming around the room. The spider will just hold on even more and may then bite you. If you stand still and do nothing, the spider won't move either, but it could bite you. The best thing to do is to brush the spider away, either with your hand or another object, if you don't want to touch it. Do it calmly and confidently.
But what happens if the spider bites you?
You should wash the area with soap and water. Put some ice on it and, if possible, keep that part of your body raised. Then go to a hospital. If you can, catch the spider and take it with you so the doctor can identify it. Tying something around the bite will stop oxygen from moving freely around your body, which is never a good thing to do. And don't wait to see if you feel ill later. It's better to be safe now than sorry later.
Now, I have to admit that I'm afraid of big dogs. What should I do if one's coming towards me?
Never look it in the eye or make quick movements. Stay still and look in a different direction. They'll soon get bored and go and find something more interesting to do.
Okay, well, I'm sure you're right, but it's easier said than done. Let's move on to talking about the great outdoors. What do you do if you're lost in a forest?
Well, if you're without food or water, running around will make you tired and thirsty. You could wait for help if you're sure someone will come looking for you, but that might not happen. Walking downhill is the best choice because that's where water usually runs. Of course, if you have a mobile phone and a good signal, then try that first.
Of course. Definitely good advice. Right then, what about the last situation in our quiz? What should you do if a friend falls into freezing water?
The main thing is to get the person warm and then take him to hospital. It's best if they lie down so blood stays near to their brain. A person won't be able to get warm in wet clothes, so they should take them off and put on dry clothes or a blanket. Give them a cool drink if possible.
Now, Will, you've got a new book out called Danger in the Extreme. Is that right? Perhaps you could tell us a bit about it.
Certainly. It's a book I decided to write about 5 years ago after I visited Camp...